Birthing from the Inside Out is a place where we gather to talk about how pregnancy and birth transform us. I'm your host, Shannon Backus, certified birth doula and childbirth educator for over 10 years. I hope you'll grab a cup of coffee and join us for fun, gritty, and educational conversations all about birth. From detailed birth stories to insights from birth professionals and birth-related services, each episode will help you evaluate just how transformed by birth you've been from the inside out. Disclaimer, this podcast does not provide medical advice or diagnoses. All content is for educational purposes only. Seek the advice and recommendations of your medical practitioner. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the Birthing from the Inside Out podcast, the show where we explore aspects of how birth transforms all of us from the inside out. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to a new format of the podcast. Life is busy for you and for me, for all of us. So I've developed a type of episode where we can still spend time together and get incredible encouragement and gain access to resources, but in a shorter amount of time. I plan to intentionally spend 5 to 10 minutes reviewing a transformative aspect of pregnancy, birth, and postpartum resources. If you're following the show, you will find these 5-minute transformations downloaded and ready to listen every other week. So today, let's dive into a book that's been a staple in the world of childbirth for many years. You might have guessed it, Ina May's Guide to Childbirth. This timeless classic has touched the lives of countless expectant parents and birth professionals alike. For those of you who may not be familiar with Ina May Gaskin, she's a legendary midwife who has attended thousands of births and has been an influential figure in the natural childbirth movement. Her book, Ina May's Guide to Childbirth, is considered a must-read for expectant mothers, doulas, midwives, and physicians. Really, anyone interested in a holistic approach to birth. This book is more than just a guide. It's a treasure trove of wisdom and a testament to the transformative power of childbirth. That's a reality both you and I can rally around. Over the next few minutes, I want to share with you why Ina May's Guide to Childbirth is not only valuable, but absolutely essential. First and foremost, Ina May Gaskin is a true pioneer in the world of childbirth. With decades of experience attending births, she brings a wealth of knowledge and a deep understanding of the birthing process. Her approach to childbirth is fundamentally rooted in the belief that women's bodies are specifically designed for this purpose, and that birth is a natural, beautiful event, not a medical condition. What sets this book apart is the way Ina May shares her wealth of knowledge and experience with such warmth and wisdom. It's like having a trusted friend by your side as you prepare for one of the most profound moments of your life. She weaves her experiences and the experiences of women she's worked with into a rich tapestry of birth stories and birth outcomes. In the first part of the book, Ina May recounts her own journey and the history of the farm, a community in Tennessee started in the 1970s, where she and her team have supported countless women in giving birth naturally. Did you know that the farm is still in operation today? It's a place where women and family can go to have their births, and it's a total dream of mine to visit there one day. She shares many positive birth stories in the first half of the book, hippie and gooey and positive experiences accompanied by photos with her readers. If that's too much for you, I often recommend people read a birth story in the first half and then flip to the second half of the book and read a chapter all about the physiology of birth. This way, your brain gets a break from the intensity birth can be, paired with how birth works. One of the standout features of Ina May's Guide to Childbirth is the collection of birth stories in the first half of the book. These stories Ina May graciously shares are not just anecdotal. They are powerful affirmations of the strength, resilience, and innate abilities of women during labor and birth. These stories are both empowering and reassuring. They showcase the incredible strength of women and the power of the female body. Whether it's a home birth, a birth center, or a hospital delivery, Ina May's message remains the same. Birth is a normal, natural process, and women are capable of achieving amazing things. They serve as a beacon of hope for expectant mothers, reassuring them that their bodies are more than capable of this incredible feat. Now, the second half covers all things normal physiologic birth. She emphasizes the importance of creating a positive birth environment, one that's nurturing and supportive, where the birthing mother feels safe and empowered. She advocates for informed decision-making, encouraging individuals to be active participants in their birth experience. Throughout the book, Ina May offers practical advice on how to create a positive birth environment, the importance of a strong support system, and the significance of trust and relaxation during labor. Her emphasis on the mind-body connection and the role of hormones in childbirth is both fascinating and enlightening. Her approach is deeply rooted in the belief that women should be active participants in their birth experiences. She encourages mothers to be informed, to ask questions, and to make choices that feel right for them. This message resonates with doulas like me, who are passionate about advocating for the autonomy and well-being of birthing women during their most vulnerable moments in life. Now, as a seasoned doula myself with over a decade of experience, I can't stress enough how valuable this book is for my practice. It's a resource I recommend to all my clients. In fact, it was the primary resource during my first pregnancy, labor, and birth 13 years ago. As I moved through the different stages of my labor, I could literally hear Ina May coaching me through my labor experience. And because of the time that I spent reading this book and using it as a guide, I also often tell people that if they choose not to hire a doula, at the very least, they need to purchase this book and use it as a guide. Ina May will get you through your labor experience. Ina May's words inspire confidence and remind us that birth is not something to be feared, but rather a transformative journey that can be beautiful and empowering. And she takes us on an exploration of the mind-body connection during childbirth. She delves into the role of fear and stress in labor and how they can hinder the progress of birth. By sharing techniques for relaxation and visualization, she empowers readers to tap into their inner strength and trust the birth process. Ina May's Guide to Childbirth is a timeless gem that has continued to impact the world of childbirth for good reason. It's a celebration of the strength and resilience of women, a guide for expectant parents, and a source of inspiration for birth professionals like myself. Thank you for joining me today on Birthing from the Inside Out Transformative Shorts episode. I hope that this review of Ina May's Guide to Childbirth has piqued your interest, whether you're an expectant parent, a doula, some other kind of birth worker, or simply someone passionate about the incredible journey of birth. Remember, you have the power to make informed choices and create a positive birth experience.
I love how powerful stories are in our lives, how much they can change a person, how our stories tell others about who we are and where we are headed, and not just how much those stories can change us, but also change the trajectory of our lives. Thank you for spending time in your day to dive deep into stories of how birth has transformed all of us from the inside out.